大家好，欢迎收听白领英语节目。在上一集的节目里，我们听到 TipTop 贸易公司的一些员工在新产品塑料茄子发布会上冲动的举动。Tom 把一个塑料茄子砸向了 Dave， 虽然没有砸上人，可是砸破了一扇窗户的玻璃，老板 Paul 可要训话了。
That behavior just isn't on.
Sorry, Paul, but it was quite funny, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Sorry, Paul. Tom was just angry with Dave. I thought he liked me, but we saw him with Julie from accounts.
Really? He seemed such a decent chap. Anyway, don't do it again, okay? In the meantime, you're going to have to pay for that broken window.
What? But...
Now...Excuse me, I need to take this. Hello, Paul Smith speaking. Ah, Mr. Socrates. Yes. Ah, you've heard.
Crikey. Come on, we better go.
That was a good shot, Tom. Looks like it's made an impact on Dave. Look, he sent Anna some flowers.
Oh, there's a note on it. It says, you can count on me.But no name.
That is a strange thing for him to write.
It is. And it's not his handwriting.
Well, maybe a secret admirer, eh? I wonder who it could be.
Are you okay, Paul? You look as white as a sheet.
I'm not, actually. Mr. Socrates says he's having a strategic review.
A what?
他的意思是说呀，大老板正在审查公司的营运情况和今后的发展方向。
That sounds serious.
And as part of his review, he says he wants to downsize. And he's asked me to step aside.
Why? What are you in the way of?
不是的，安娜。To step aside 是一个委婉的说法，意思就是从现任的职务上退下来。
Oh, I don't understand, Paul. Why?
He says the company needs new direction and more dynamic leadership.
Crumbs, Paul. You can't get more dynamic than you.
Tom? But Paul, you've been a great boss.
Thanks, Anna. I guess it's the economic climate. We're not making enough money, so...Cutting staff is inevitable.
Yeah, but you cut Denise's job.
Yes, but we had to get her back because she was necessary for the smooth running of the department.
That's right.
But Mr. Socrates says I'm surplus to requirement.
Oh, that doesn't sound good, does it?
如果 Paul 的职位是 surplus to requirement, 也就是说公司不再需要他的技能了。这可不是什么好消息啊。
Anyway, Anna, Mr. Socrates wants to know if you got his special message.
Special message? The flowers?
That's strange. Why is Mr. Socrates sending you flowers?
听起来是有点奇怪。总之 ,Paul 从职位上退下的消息让大家都很吃惊。下面我们再来听一遍大老板 Mr. Socrates 是怎么告诉 Paul 这个噩耗的。
I've been doing a strategic review of the company.
我在审查公司的经营策略。
I need to downsize.
我需要缩小公司的规模。
I need you to step aside.
我需要你让位。
The company needs a new direction and more dynamic leadership.
公司需要全新的发展方向和更有活力的领导层。
You are surplus to requirement.
你的技能将不再需要。
Right, I'm going to have to call Mr. Socrates and find out why he sent me flowers.
Socrates, who wants me?
Hello, Mr. Socrates. It's Anna here.
Anna, my favorite girl. Please call me Brad. So glad you called.
I needed to speak to you about the flowers you sent me. I'm very flattered, but I don't think...
Flowers? Sorry, honey, I haven't sent you any flowers. But I have sent you an email. Have you read it yet?
No. What did it say?
I was saying that as I'm giving Paul the chop, would you like a promotion?
A promotion?
Yeah. You've been an outstanding member of the team, so how would you like to be the new manager of Tip Top Trading's London office?
多么好的一个机会啊，安娜，可一定要抓住这个机会。不过他会接受这个工作吗？还有，到底是谁送花给安娜，并且说 You can count on me， 我是你的依靠，你可以指望着我。下集我们将揭晓安娜是否接受大老板的提拔。再会。